Hey, Songtown, I'm Marty Dodson. I'm here with Clay Mills.
Yep.
In the Songtown studio. Clay, we have never done an episode on list songs. Songs that just kind of use lists to illustrate a point.
Yes, like Ashley, play that song. My favorite list song of all time would have to be We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.
Mine too.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio.
I've got another one. So what about SOS by Rihanna?
Oh, I like that.
Ashley, play that.
Take me, you know it's sad, you feel it right. Take me on my crutches, I up in your arms tonight. I'm out with you, you got me head over heels. Boy, you keep me hanging on the way you make me feel.
So let's talk about some of the keys to making a list song work.
Yes, because I notice sometimes when Songtown members send in list songs for us that they're so brilliant in all the different images they come up with. But then you're left going, well, what's the song about? You know, it's a song about the beach. So you've got Ray-Bans and you've got white sand and tequila and okay. But what's the song about? What's that emotion I'm supposed to be feeling? So if we were to look at Billy Joel's song, what's so brilliant about it? Yes, he's listing all these things in the verse, but when he gets to the chorus, he pulls out and it's this huge statement. We didn't start the fire. You know, it's always been burning. Since the beginning of man, we have been in conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easy, without saying it, what he's saying is it's easy to get caught up in all these dramas that are going on. He's like, this is always going on, you know? We're not to blame for it. I just think it's a brilliant, bigger statement than just making a list, you know?
Right. Yeah, because you could just list some cultural things and never get to a point.
Right.
If you're not careful, you know?
Yeah.
So tying it into a bigger emotion or a universal feeling.
Making a statement.
Yeah, yeah, making a statement with it. I think another thing, and this is something I see a lot in second verses. So I'll see a list song that's really effective. You know, maybe they do a list in the first verse and they make a bigger point in the chorus. But that second verse is just like another list like the first verse. It doesn't go anywhere. So I think, you know, you have to evolve into deeper emotion or something more important about what you're talking about in that second verse so that it's not just like, okay, and here's another list, you know? And a lot of times if you're writing a list song and you look at it and you go, you know what, I could flip those verses and it wouldn't matter.
Right.
That's kind of a red flag that you may have just written two first verses and not really a second verse that takes it somewhere else.
Right. I have a song that I wrote years ago with John Wiggins, great songwriter, and Chris Cagle ended up recording it. But that song was born out of real life, and I think that always helps because he came in to write. I never met him before, and he starts telling me this chain of bad events that happened in his life, you know, that had led to that point. And he looked at me at one point, and he goes, man, he goes, my life's like a country song, meaning, you know, the country song where all these bad things happen. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's what we're writing today. So we wrote this great list, and I'll read you some of it. Having the title, My Life's Been a Country Song, I was going, okay, well, in our verse, we need to list a bunch of songs. So what we did was, now I know how Merle Haggard felt when he sang the words, Mama Tried. That was a song, Mama Tried. And I Live Those Teenage Friday Nights, A Pyramid of Cans and the Pale Moonlight. That's a Pyramid of Cans. That's a Alan Jackson mm-hmm. song. And that summer, Becky Broke My Heart, Alabama sang Old Flame Burning. That was another thing. Well, I've danced to George Strait, drank to George Jones. My life's been a country song. So there's a little bit of development, but when it gets to the chorus, we didn't use country songs anymore. So we went to what's the song about? It's all about falling down and getting back up, good times and hard luck, true love and amazing grace, working all week for a backache, Raising Cain on Friday nights, Sunday church to set it right. They can write it on my stone. My life's been a country song. So it was more about, this is who I am. This is my life that I've led, mm-hmm. rather than just being clever and listing country songs. You know, you have to make it. So if somebody didn't know anything about country music, like a lot of you guys probably aren't into that, it's okay. It still made sense. You know, mm-hmm. you didn't have to know that those were song titles in the verse because it still made sense.
Exactly. I know Clay has been banned from mentioning this song at times, but you also did that in Beautiful Mess, did you not? So in the first verse, you're listing some things that are happening, right?
I listed things that happened. Yeah. Not song titles. Yeah. Yeah. Going out of my mind these days. Walking around in a haze.
Yeah. But it's also like put salt in my coffee, put my shoes on the wrong feet,
yeah.
and that kind of stuff. You know, but so if you're thinking about a list song, make sure that it's tied into a bigger universal emotion or is making a statement of some kind. It evolves and goes somewhere. And that the last thing I want to mention is that there's a consistent voice. So it sounds like the same person is singing it.
Yes.
So sometimes I'll see a list and there's like, in a country song, maybe there's some really rural references, but then there's some really pop or urban references. Yeah. And you go, wait, I'm not sure that person would be saying this thing, you know?
Right.
And so just making sure that there's a consistent voice in addition to that universal big emotion and taking it somewhere in the second verse.
All right. Drop your favorite list song below in the comments. We'd love to hear yours.
Yeah, we like to know what list songs you are familiar with and that you love that do a really great job of using a list.
See you next time.
Take care.
Right on.
Hey, thanks for watching. If you appreciate the content, hit the subscribe button and help us grow. Shout out to Sweetwater Music. It's where Marty and I get all our musical gear. Great people. We'll see you guys around town. Right on.